quote, "Straight and narrow is the path. Waste no time. Gloria in excelsis Deo," end quote. This is one of David's favorite quotes. A large part of modern man's struggle deals with being a spiritual person in what sometimes seems like a non-spiritual world. Next, David addresses how one may be of this world, but not necessarily in this world, as they continue their spiritual journey.
Investigation of spiritual reality in modern man is quite a dilemma. Traditionally, what people who became involved in the spiritual pathway did was tend to remove themselves from society. Ecclesiastic orders and hermitages of various became monks, joined various spiritual orders. The average person, however, couldn't do that. They had to make a living, etc. So religion became compartmentalized to Sunday morning. So Sunday morning was church and religion, but the rest of the week was secular. The ideal is to spiritualize all of life, see all of life through a spiritualized vision, which means that what you renounce is your attachment or your aversion to the world, but you wear the world like a light garment, as Jesus Christ mentioned. You're still in it, but not of it, not controlled by it, not at the effect of it. The classic way was by detachment. However, detachment can leave you sort of flat. And the correct alignment with the world is not detachment, but non-attachment. To have neither an aversion nor attraction. To be in it, but not of it. I write a bit about meditation and contemplation and the place of contemplation in today's world as a spiritual position. So spiritual work is really, in a way, how to position yourself with the constant experiencing of life and begin to differentiate your true self from that which is experiencing life. You see, there's the experiencer of life, which gets mentalized and emotionalized. But beyond the experiencer of life, there is the field of consciousness itself, in which this experiencer phenomena of the ego is constantly going on. So what people are constantly seeking is not out-there-ness, or not the world for its own sake, but the world for how one experiences it. One seeks out that which gives you a thrill, or which gives you an excitement. You see, you're not seeking out the world. What you're seeking out is what you get out of the world, the thrill or the excitement, the adventure, the feeling of power, whatever it is. So what you're seeking is really how you're experiencing the world. Well, then you, with greater sophistication, you realize that you don't need the world at all, that these things are available within your consciousness alone, that the capacity to experience joy is present at every moment. Straight and narrow is the path means life is short and the journey is long. To evolve from naivete and to think that you are the ego and the mind and all that thing, to reach the state of enlightenment is a journey, and you don't have time to play with all the spiritual amusements and New Age fairs and psychic readings and Ouija boards and tarot cards and all those diversions. And I see a lot of people, certain communities are very well known for that. You know, they'll spend a whole lifetime dallying with psychics and all these kind of things. And they're satisfied because they call it spiritual. Actually, those are diversions from spiritual. Spiritual is much less amusing and entertaining and seemingly mystical and magical. What many people consider spiritual is really magic. They're enamored of spiritual fiction, dealing with all kinds of spiritual fictions. A lot of bestsellers are really spiritual fictions, you know, the Da Vinci Code and all these things. So the fact that so many people are attracted to them does, however, reflect that people do have a very serious spiritual element in their personality and their consciousness, or they wouldn't be attracted. However, they lack discernment, so they can't tell truth from falsehood. So people spend endless lifetimes pursuing spiritual fantasies and figments and religious delusions. You know, there are religious delusions.